Morning, Adam Pengelly.
Morning, Laurie. Morning, TK. Hope you two are going to behave yourself out there at sales this afternoon.
Yeah, no, always, mate. We behaved ourselves really well last night. I was in, I was in bed by 7:15 last night. I had to tuck myself in to watch Married at First Sight.
I haven't seen what happened last night, Laurie. I usually speak to my wife about that. She loves the show, but I haven't got a rundown yet. So I'll have to.
I'll fill you in later.
That's a sack. Okay. That's nearly a sackable offence. You know?
It's not a sackable offence. It's a great program. But anyway, I'll tell you about programming. It's all about Winx. She's had a final gallop this morning.
Yeah, I was up bright and early, Laurie, and tried to get out to Rose Hill to watch her gallop. I'd love to say I saw all of it, but I only saw the real tail end of it. It's just as I walked into the racetrack, she was just pulling up with Huey on board. I haven't had a chance to speak to Chris or Huey yet, but just speaking to a couple of people around the track there at Rose Hill, I think everything's A-okay with her. She seemed to gallop pretty fine this morning. That's her final, last bit of really serious work before the weekend. She'll have a gallop in front of the media on Thursday morning, but that Thursday morning gallop's a lot less strenuous than her Tuesday morning gallop. As all systems go, we'll have the final field declared in a couple of hours. I think the barrier draws on about 9:30 this morning. We'll get more of an indication who's going to line up against her.
Some of our listeners and viewers gave us a buzz yesterday, Adam. They wanted to know what time the Queen Elizabeth would be.
3:05 p.m. TK. I can let all the listeners and viewers know that will be announced in a couple of hours, a little bit later this morning when that final field is drawn. There's been a lot of consternation about what's the best time to run the Queen Elizabeth Stakes on the weekend to maximise, you know, viewing audiences, race day atmosphere, everything like that. There was a serious push from the broadcaster Channel 7 to have her run as one of the last two races on the program, race 9, maybe even race 10. Try and give them a lead into their, you know, obviously their nightly programming with the news and everything like that. I can see the positives from that perspective. I can also see the positives from building the atmosphere on track if she was going to be running one of the last two races on the day. But they haven't won yet. She's going to be race 7, the first leg of the quaddie. Now, this will set up a perfect scenario potentially for Chris Waller because they're going to run the Australian Oaks the race before. He's going to saddle up Very Elegant, who's the raging hot favourite for the Australian Oaks. That could be his 99th Group 1 winner, and then Winx will shimmy onto the track, trying to be a Group 1 win number 100.
Wow. That would be magnificent.
That's good theatre. Yeah. That's good theatre.
That would be great.
Adam, how many runners are we anticipating in the Queen Elizabeth to take on?
I'm not sure. I'd love to be able to give you a definitive answer, Laurie, but I don't have one at the moment. I'm thinking probably in that 6-8 range, I would say. We know that Happy Clapper will be there. He's eminent. The former European horse will be there. There was discussions going on into the night last night about the Japanese horse Kluger, whether he was back up from the Doncaster Mile into Queen Elizabeth. They've got to try and rejig a few travel plans and flights and quarantine and everything like that if he was to run in the race. They're just going to monitor the horse as well. I'm sure Chris Waller will have one or two other stablemates in the race as well, but apart from that, it's been a little bit hard to try and track down who's going to put their hand up and run against. So I'd say it'd be another pretty smallish field, obviously, guys. But I think it's great that we've got Happy Clapper and Hartnell there, the two old war horses, the two horses who have taken her on the most and at various times given her a little bit of a scare. They're both going to be there for a final racetrack appearance.
We've got the Doobie at $3 at tab.com.au is the favourite for the Sydney Cup ahead of Big Duke Midterm, Red Cardinal, Shiroa, $11. So, Doobie, there's plenty of talk regarding this horse.
Yeah, and a very, very impressive last start winner, TK, in Dubai over there at Maidan. And he's going to come straight off the plane and run first up in the Sydney Cup on the weekend. Kerry McAvoy's booked to ride. We know how much success that Charlie Appleby has with him when he travels his horses down here to Australia. He's going to have his final serious gallop, I think, at Canterbury at the quarantine centre tomorrow morning. So I'll try and get out there and have a look at Juby, see how he gallops with Karen on board on Wednesday morning. But when Charlie brings his horses down here, they're just dynamite, aren't they? And I'm sure he'll have a couple more saved for the Melbourne Cup later in the year, including the horse that ran second behind Cross Counter in the Gold Cup there on World Cup night a couple of weeks ago. So according to the betting markets, Doobie is extremely hard to beat. He brings his European form. He probably is the horse to beat.
Yeah, Charlie Appleby. His strike rate is phenomenal.
He wins, wins everywhere he goes, doesn't he, Charlie?
And he had a great night over there at the World Cup meet only 2 weeks ago in Dubai. And Doobie now comes here. And that would be wonderful theatre, Very Elegant, if Very Elegant wins the Oaks. And then win number 100, Group 1 win number 100 for Chris Waller would be Winx. That's even a little bit more memorable than normal.
Yeah, and what's even more spooky, TK, is will be Group 1 win number 25 for Winx, which will make it exactly a quarter of Chris Waller's 100 Group 1 wins if it was to play out like that. So it's the theatre's there. It's written in the stars, I reckon.
You're a good man. Thank you, Adam. If you get some feedback from Huey, we'll try and listen, get some grabs from Huey and also Chris Waller regarding how Winks galloped and pulled up as well, which we all expect to be extremely good. Thanks, Adam.
No promise, boy. Speak to you tomorrow.